From the Keith Vincent Kale Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Arrow Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, St. Malachi and the Prophecy of the Popes. And now, your host, JC3.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him,
a special gift for her,
and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout
at adamandeve.com.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode, as you heard Big Joe say, we're talking about St. Malachi and the Prophecy of the Popes. In the booth, I have Big Joe himself say hello.
Hello!
I have Mr. West. Mr. West is in the building.
Hey, he wasn't that angry. He was not that happy like a few seconds ago. Like he was not ago. That second.
I have
bipolar
the Pope
as fuck.
I'm sitting close to you, so it's making me really, really comfortable.
I have the Pope himself.
Ciao, I'm the Pope.
We have Roadblock. Roadblock, say hello.
I'm reevaluating my life choices.
And obviously, I'm JC3. And as we talk about this season, we're talking about prophecies and we're talking about cults. And tonight is one of our prophecy episodes. Oh, just by the way, now all of our videos are going to be straight on Spotify.
So that's true.
But please go subscribe to our YouTube because we still need those numbers. But St. Malachi and the Prophecies of the Pope. What do we have? What do we know? We'll start off with Joshua. What do you know? I'm doing it counterclockwise.
He doesn't
tonight.
Know a shit.
I really don't. I'm rolling with the punches. I am so sorry right now.
It's not St. Malachunt, all right? It's not. That's what that's not
I
what it is.
I said St. Malachok, not cunt. Your
it's
dad
cunt
called
or
him.
Cock.
Your
neither
dad
one.
Said
I.
The cunt. That wasn't me.
All right. I know you know, so I'm not going to get to you
I
until last.
See, when you become a pope, you have to know all about the other popes. And this is a bigger chapter in the pope book. So we had a test. I have passed the
I
test
might,
with the flying colors.
I might mute him.
I can't
tonight.
Hear him, my thing. All he hears is, I got to be a bada bada boop. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you're old. You probably can't hear
him. No, I can hear everybody, but I don't hear him.
Well, because he's talking in his Italian accent.
I should be able to hear that, no?
I don't know. Maybe you're just blocking him out like usual. All right, Dad, what have you know about the prophecy of the popes and St. Malachi?
Absolutely. Well, a little bit. I studied a little bit about him. He was born, he's Irish pope, or Irish, priest, whatever. And that's about it.
All right, Mr. West.
St. Malachi was a guy.
Thank you.
During,
that's it.
During some time.
Thank you.
That is my knowledge.
What do I have? Why do
Are
I?
You sure he was a male, though? Think about it.
I...
In today's day and age, we don't know.
You know what? The bones will probably tell me he was a guy. I'm just going to go that he was a guy.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Question.
No, we're seriously not questioning this, are we?
No, not that. Oh. I don't care about that. What the hell's your problem? Malachi, is it spelled with a Y or an I?
It's
spelled with a Y.
A Y?
No, like, no. Well, I mean, it's interchangeable.
Well, you know, that's not his real name. Like,
no, I know that.
His name, his Gaelic name. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Gaelic means
Irish name.
Oh, God. Irish. Well, like, you could just say Irish, but was Mael Madoc or something, some type of variety of that.
Right.
Again, I can't get like that Irish accent, so like, don't do it. I shut him up real quick too. He was about to do it. He was born.
Saint Malachi was born in 1094, ordained as a priest in 1119, and made bishop in 1124, and died in 1148, and was canonized in 1190. And his feast day is November the 4th every year.
I think we just lost Ireland.
Yep.
Don't say anything wrong about Ireland, please. Shut up. But yeah, apparently he was a Catholic priest, and he was an bishop in Armagh. Armagh?
That wasn't bad.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad.
I do a nice accent.
He does, but, you know, let's keep it down.
He really, his claim to fame while he was alive was he really spread. He really spread.
This is going to be a horrible
Catholicism
episode.
Through the place he lived. Like, he kept establishing churches. He established all of the churches in his region. And he also passed new sanctions and decrees of the Holy Father. And he really hammered down customs and practices of the Roman Catholic Church.
Now, are we talking like early Roman Catholic Church days?
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
He, like,
I mean, this is 10. He was born in 1094.
Like,
and you're talking
about
like.
He was the one who really set the rules for, like, here's what we do when confession happens. Here's what we do when we want to confirm somebody. Here's how a marriage should be, like the contracts of marriage. Like, those ideas were things that he implemented, and then they worked, and then they, you know, they bettered the church as far as having formation and structure in those practices, and it spread throughout his area and then eventually the rest of the world.
And he was also the first Irish Irishman to be canonized by the Catholic Church.
Correct. And like I said, his feast day is November the 4th. They didn't want to confuse it with All Saints Day, which is November 1st, so they gave him a few days. So they Malachi.
See, my whole thing, when it comes to, like, biggest Catholic religion, like,
yes.
Which part?
The,
like,
teachings of Catholic.
Irish, Italian, and Spanish. Like, where, like, the loyalties, because I know in the Spanish community, you know, Catholicism is big.
Praise Jesus.
Same thing in Italy, obviously, in Italian community, and the same thing for
Pokemon cards with Jesus on.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
The same thing for the Irish community. It's like, which one is more a devout community?
I think everyone just worships, like, obviously, like, the Italians have the home field advantage because that's where Rome is. That's where the Holy,
even though that's its own country.
That's where the Vatican is. Yeah, but I'm like, you know, it's like Washington D.C. and Maryland. Like, it's not a state. It's a city, but it's something else. It's a, you know, it's the District of Columbia. So it's the same thing with the Vatican. So obviously, like, the Italians, the Romans, they have, like, home field advantage. But, like the Hispanic community, the Irish fucking diehards when it comes to believing in this faith.
Yeah. But let's get into his prophecies. Like, she just hung up on you.
Yeah, she did.
Let's get into his prophecies. How did he start? I'll ask you, man, because you did a lot of research.
See, I like this thing because there's enough with the St. Malachi prophecy where I know where I believe in, I know where I side, but there's an argument for it and against it in several different cases, which I think makes it interesting. But as far as the prophecy's history, St. Malachi was in Rome in 1139, which was, you know,
a long time ago.
Yes, it was like a decade before he died, and he went into a trance, as the story goes. He went into a trance, and he received a strange vision for it. And in the vision, he foresaw all the popes from the death of the current pope, Pope Innocent II, and the start of the next pope, St. Celestine II, and it ended with Pope Peter the Roman, with Pope Peter the Roman being the pope that would usher in the Antichrist and the end times.
Side note, we did when we did our episode, Bad Pope.
Yeah.
We talked about Pope Innocent.
Well, there's several Pope Innocents. I'm not sure which, if this is Innocent II. I don't know if that was one of the ones we talked about. We did mention a Pope Innocent on that episode.
Yeah, he was not really innocent.
Not really.
It's like, you could name yourself not guilty. You're still going to be guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so he wrote down a few words about each pope.
I'm washing my hands.
It resulted in 112 passages, and he presented this man as a manuscript to Innocent II. And Innocent went, oh, okay, thank you for this. And then he stored it in the Vatican archives for 500 years. Like, no one knew that this thing was in existence, this prophecy. And then in 1595, a Benedictine monk by the name of Arnold de Wyon published the list because he thought that people should be aware of it. Arnold was the monk who was also, like, very knowledgeable. Like, I think he was the archivist of the Vatican archives. Like, he was down there to sort paperwork and keep shit organized. If you borrowed a book, you'd ask for it back, that sort of shit. And
give me that fucking book.
Did they have late fees?
Probably.
Give me that fucking book. That was the late fee.
Now, the origin of how this started was 1871. Francois Chérat wrote down that this is how this prophecy came to be. Malachi fell into a trance, talking Innocent. Like, they said they found this original, you know, list. It was published for a couple hundred years. And then in 1871, he went, okay, this is how it came to be. But he gave no evidence at all, because you're talking about an event that happened in, the, you know, 1190-39.
Yeah.
So you're talking 600, 700 years ago.
Yeah.
And he just said, oh, no, Malachi had this prophecy.
And it was a prophecy through 112 popes, as we said.
Yep. And that's it. I mean, that's the whole how all this came to be.
Well, I think, did Malachi have any controversy in his...
In his life, I don't think so. I think he was really a, like, the people around Ireland,
a good start, like a good star.
He was a good egg, and like he was a good dodo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the one who sat there, and people really in that area really respected him, and that's why he went to the Vatican so many times, because his teachings in Ireland really brought out the Roman Catholic faith in that area.
So there's no.
It's like, not like he was like diddling kids or anything like that on the side to sit there. You know, and be like, well, I mean, not that they found of anything, but like
it was
oh,
probably
something
common
wrong
back.
With
it
him.
Was probably common back then.
No, the diddling thing was common as of 60, 70 years ago and earlier. I don't think they were diddling kids back then. Like, it became a real common thing, that, you know, more.
But my question was more so like, did this guy have like prophecies before? Beforehand.
No. This was the only prophecy.
This was the only one.
So you make the prophecy in 1139. It goes. It gets published 500 years later.
Well, I mean, 400.
And then 300 years after that, we're given that explanation of how the prophecy came to be in the first place.
Too much of a time lag.
Yeah, that is one of the biggest arguments. Is why
there
people
is,
think this is full of shit.
But there's accuracy to it.
Well, what's the prophecy?
Well, he wrote down 112 phrases, each one describing a little bit of each pope. Now, let's get. You want to talk about some of the arguments?
After
break? Pope-wise, Pope arguments.
Pope, are you talking about... Because I really want to talk about the last five in which he said.
Yeah, I got
but
them here.
But let's do that after we come home from, after we get from
after
break.
After we come home.
Yeah, after we come home from break. But for... Let's get that into the next segment.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit more right now because we have a couple minutes left. But... I have a thing right here. It says, according to Catholic tradition, Malachi's prophecy, remained hidden until 1590. When it was first published, it has been sort of a conjecture and controversy ever since. The prophecy has recently come into focus again because of the resignation of Pope Benedict the 16th.
Yeah, that's right.
According to Malachi's reckoning, Pope Francis the First will be will be the last. And that's what everybody's really reeling on. Is because
the pope that we have now,
the pope that we have now,
should be, according to this list, be the last pope.
What I like to call him, I call him like Pope Liberal the First, because he's a very liberal pope for Roman Catholic.
But here's what the list also lists. He also predicted 9 or 10 anti-popes as well. Now, an anti-pope.
What is an anti-pope, Anthony?
Explain it. An anti-pope is when the conclave gets together to vote for the next pope, and somebody goes, this election was rigged. And I am the new pope. And then that person goes on to pope for a couple of years.
Are you sure he wasn't talking about U.S. elections?
I am telling you, this is what the anti-popes. This has happened several times in history. Now, we haven't had an anti-pope in about 500 years. Prior to that, we had a bunch of them. We had about 39 in all of popedom.
You should be the first anti-pope in 500 years.
I think he is.
Like, but here's like, and that's the thing. Like, he predicted anti-popes as well. Which, when you think about it, why are they making the list? If you're talking about just predicting popes, why would you talk about the popes that aren't officially recognized by the church?
Well, for me, wouldn't it be more considered if...
I think anti-pope, and I think like someone that's like siding with like the devil and shit.
No. It's really like, I don't like the way that guy, you know, is going to be the pope. And I think this election was rigged. I'm the pope.
For me, wouldn't it be more of accuracy? Because if he could predict... Like, if you could sit there and say, predict the popes, like,
right.
And people were like, oh, man, that's bullshit. But if you're predicting, like, okay, these are the people who are say that this the pope rigging is bullshit, and like, if he says I can predict those also, that gives me more, like, oh, he might be onto something, you know?
Well, here's the thing. When you're elected pope, you have your birth name, right? Like, Joseph Ratzinger is his real name.
You know? Pope Nazi the First, right. I know, yes.
When you become pope, you have to choose a new name, and he became Pope Benedict the 16th.
Yes.
So he listed the names and he listed a little like blurb about each of those popes. The problem comes in with a lot of them are like, you look at them and you could kind of go, oh, I see what he's saying. Like, it's vague, but I can understand if you kind of look at it from this lens.
So we're talking like we were talking about with Nostradamus and his quatrains.
It's kind of up to interpretation. Like, he didn't like sit there and go, this Pope number 112 is going to be Pope John Smith, and he has the title of the Worker of the Sun. Like, all that's right. Not it. So, it's really just the 112th Pope is a worker. He does the sun's labor, and then the 113th Pope and 14th, on and so forth.
We're going to take a short break, but I do like the track that we're on with this.
I got into some Pope stuff here.
Because what I'm really interested in, I don't know if you have it, and I'll look it up if we could. Is why they correlate the names of which he predicted to the Pope itself.
Well, because that's the way they are elected in order. That's why.
Well, we'll talk more about it, and I'll explain my position.
And I have some really heavy arguments against this, like from famous people. The founder of the Knights Templar was like, "This is full of shit."
Shut
so
the
we'll
fuck
talk
up.
About it.
Shut. We are going to talk about it. Jesus Christ.
He's not on this episode. Just say Malachi.
We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, we're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The Cryptid Collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.com. .myspreadshop.com, greenarrowmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented Neurofactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What is that?
No calories, no sugars,
no fillers,
and no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code IsThisRealPC for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code IsThisRealPC for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite is
Dragonade. Right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are back. We're talking about St. Malachi and the prophecy of the popes.
Jeez.
Now, we're going to have arguments for, we have why this might be a true prophecy.
Doesn't have to come true.
It has
some
been coming
has
true.
Come true.
Let's just put it like this.
Oh, so explain, Lucy.
So,
I like
huh,
to hear.
For this, I have, and Anthony can explain, you know, after I say this. Here are the final five popes according to Malachi. Ready?
Good.
Flus Florum is Flower of Flowers, and that's Pope Paul VI. I'm not even... Of the Half Moon is Pope Juan Pablo I.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. What does that mean, of the Half Moon? Of the Indians or something?
No, he'll explain. John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI, and then Pope Francis I. He believes Pope Francis I is Peter the Roman. Pope Benedict XVI was referred to the glory of the olive. And Pope John II is from the tale of the sun.
Okay. Somebody explain to me, please. All right.
So let's, the last, the 108th prophecy, the Flus Florum, Flower of Flowers, the 108th Pope after Innocent II was Pope Paul VI from 63 to 78. His coat of arms included three fleur-de-lis blossoms, like the iris blossoms.
Right.
So, like, Malachi, supposedly in 1193, said the 108th Pope has going to have something to do with flowers. And the 108th Pope that was elected, Paul VI, had a family crest with a bunch of flowers on it. So you go, okay, there it is. There's the connection. The next one. The
109th. Pope Juan Pablo I.
Yes, that is Pope John Paul. Yeah, Pope John Paul I.
Why do they call him Juan Pablo?
John Paul.
His name.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Juan he was only is John in Spanish, and Pablo is Paul.
Yeah, he was only Pope for like a month. Like, he died real quick.
Yeah, and they don't know how he died either. That could have been a murder.
Yeah,
not
sure.
So
I thought I heard he was murdered.
His thing was called Of the Half Moon. He was born. He was in the diocese of Belluno, which means beautiful moon, and he was baptized Albino Luciani, which means white light. He became Pope on August 26, 1978, when the moon appeared half full. In its waning phase, he died a month after, soon after an eclipse of the moon. So a lot of things to do with the moon. That's
okay.
All.
And thank
it was
you.
Called Of the Half Moon. The next one. This one I really do believe. 110 was De Labore Solis, which means labor of the sun, toil of the sun.
Toil,
that,
not tail. I said tail. Toil of the sun.
Toil of the sun. That is Pope John Paul II from 78 to 2005.
That was a good pope.
He was a good pope, and he... visited all the countries around the world. He is the most traveled pope in history.
Didn't someone try to take a shot at him?
Yeah, he was shot.
He was shot, right?
Yeah, someone shot the pope.
Yeah,
I remember the day he was shot. I remember it was like 1980. I remember that day specifically because my mother was working at the running the cafeteria down in St. Gerard's. So I went down there to see her, to visit her for whatever reason. It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I remember all the penguins down there. With the
nuns.
Radio in their
nuns.
Ear, listening to news updates on the Pope getting shot. It was like their worst fucking nightmare.
Yes. Well,
I mean, it
wasn't
worse than John Kennedy being shot, was it?
No, he survived. But now this
and that's
pope,
why they
though,
made the Pope Mobile with the glass.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. So, but this Pope was the most traveled Pope. He went all around the world, much like this, much like the Earth goes around the Sun. So is that kind of correlation?
Oh.
You know, or like the sun, like, you know, we spend like sunlight in every part of the earth every day.
Flat earthers.
They wouldn't believe that, so they call this hardship.
They would say that's not a prophecy.
And the last one, Pope Benedict XVI, the glory of the olive. The Order of Saint Benedict has claimed that this pope would come from their ranks. Saint Benedict himself prophesied that before the end of the world, his order, known as the Olivetans, Olivetians, I don't know how to really pronounce that.
Olivanders.
We'll triumphantly lead the Catholic Church against Easter. They said, we're sending in our star quarterback. And he retired early.
He did retire early. He said, Pope Nazi the First was like, I'm good. I don't want to do this anymore.
He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Nazi the First.
Well,
he was part of Hitler Youth.
He was part of Hitler Youth.
It was a summer camp. He won the badges.
We had a pope that was a Nazi.
I mean, he didn't sign.
Well, Nazi light.
Yeah, it's like he went to camp. Everyone has to sign the pledge. He didn't really mean it. That's why he became pope later on. So, another thing about this is he was a pope that really wanted to establish peace between a lot of warring regions. Gee, how original. So, the olive, you know, the extended olive branch as a symbol of peace.
That,
and that
didn't
was his
help.
Thing. Didn't help at all.
Judging that
now,
during his popedom, there was a big crisis in the Middle East.
Now, the 112th pope who we got in the office now. This is what
Pope Liberal the First, Pope Francis.
This is exactly what Pope Francis, I'm sorry, what Malachi said. This is the exact translation. In extreme persecution, the seat of the Holy Roman Church will be occupied by Peter the Roman,
who will feed the sheep through many tribulations, at the term of which the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, in accordance with Revelation 18:4-20, and the formidable judge will judge his people, the end. So he's saying that during this time, when Peter the Roman's in control, the city of Seven Hills, which is Rome, will fall. And that's it. No more popes. This is Pope Ultimo. Yes,
there was the first pope was Peter, and now the last pope's going to be Peter.
Right. So, on March 13, 2013, Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of the Jewish Society of Jesus was named Pope Francis I after St. Francis of Assisi, whose full name was Francesco di Pietro di Bernardone, an Italian who was once a beggar in Rome. So, the fact that he was named after Francis of Assisi, who was Francis Peter of Rome, that's why they think that he is Pope Peter the Roman. Because his name was taken from someone who had Peter in his name who was from Rome.
Well, you know what? It sounds really like a good movie.
Now, mind you, he was actually, this Pope is Italian, but he's actually from Argentina. Mm-hmm. His parents emigrated to Italy to Argentina prior to his birth. So
same as Hitler.
No. Hitler was from that area. There's a lot of Germans who are from South America now with their little colony down there. You know, they fled.
That sounds so demoralizing, that little colony.
It's true. There's a lot of people walking around with wonderful tans who speak German. You don't know why.
Well, I mean,
I know why.
So they
know why. We know why.
People think because of this that Peter the Roman or Pope Francis I is the Antichrist, the false prophet.
Well, he's not. He's going to usher in the Antichrist.
This is what they call him, the Black Pope.
Oh, the Pope, la Popa Negro.
But because of this, the Bible warns listening to false prophets who speak through their oracles were given to them by God. Jeremiah 23:32 says, "Indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares the Lord. They tell them and lead my people astray with their reckless lies, yet I did not send or appoint them. They do not benefit these people in the least." So people are also saying because this Pope Francis is a very liberal-leaning pope and, you know, liberal ideas. Now, granted, I'm not saying this is what I think, but, like, they're saying that he's not leading in a way of the Catholic Pope would.
Yeah, he's saying that homosexuals, they have the right to live, and they're people too.
Yeah, so
it's like, are you kidding me, Pope? Like, that's not a thing. We were taught that homosexuality is bad.
There's a lot of devout Catholics who think he's the Black Pope or the Antichrist because of his ideals and the way he's just like, yeah, sure, you know, let people live, you know.
Who am I to judge?
So that's there's a lot of people why thinking that. Another
reason
why.
He's not poping the way the other popes used to pope.
Exactly.
And I'm so used to
he's
them.
Not poping way the Bible is either. He's doing what he wants to do. Now you can take that for anything you want. You can say he's a trendsetter, he's leading the pack. But you know, when you're the Pope, you're supposed to promote what you're poping. And he's not poping the Bible.
Like
he's not poping the Catholic Church.
He's
doing what he wants. And that to me is like right there, I'd say he's an anti-pope. You're not.
Is it anti-pope or anti-Christ?
No, he's not the anti-Christ.
Do you think he's anti-Christ?
No,
because they believe he is Peter the Roman, and because of the way he's anti-poping, in your words, they believe he's the anti-Christ.
He's not poping what he's supposed to pope.
And they believe that's what's going to be the fall of the Roman Catholic Church in the end,
Look, first of all, I'm going to tell you, this is the last time I'm going to say this, so please listen. I'm telling you, the Catholic Church has been taken down from the inside, okay? They've been doing that forever, all right? It's been done. That's the third secret of Fatima. There's no joke about it. Everybody wants to bust all of it. It's the third secret of Fatima, okay? All the popes have read it. They hit it. What's going on in the Catholic Church? Pedophilia, nuns, lesbian nuns, okay? This is going on, and it's a matter of record. It's not like me just spouting off, okay? Satan, just like Pope Paul said, Satan has entered the sanctuary. The smoke of Satan has entered the sanctuary, okay? He knew it then. They know it now. So for anybody to sit there and say, well, it's not happening, it's full of shit. Just look around and see how many Catholic churches, Catholic schools have been closed over the years.
We've had this discussion.
Okay, so there you go. So maybe it is this. Maybe this pope is the last pope. Who the fuck knows?
But this has been going on forever, though.
No, it has not.
When I say forever, I mean the last 50 years.
Okay.
All right. There's been a deterioration of the Catholic Church over the last 50, I would say 100 years.
From the inside.
From the inside, of course. But what I'm saying is that why would it all of a sudden like ramp up with this pope, according to this?
Because it's the end times, baby. We're coming to a head. You got to ramp it up now because it's all coming crashing down soon. As soon as this pope's out the chair, here comes the Antichrist, apparently.
Or the rapture.
No, forget about what the Antichrist is going to come to you as. He's going to come to you as somebody that is very good looking, mm-hmm. somebody that is very smooth talking, somebody that can go after, you know, and gain your trust. But then he's going to tell you when you gain your trust to worship me. Now, before it's said, I'm going to say,
are you the Antichrist?
Before it's said,
you see Wes, I'm sitting there like he's describing me so well.
No, you're first of all, I don't trust you at all.
Trust you either.
Exactly. So, no. Like, I would trust Wes because, like, he smiles. I'm like, oh, he's a trusting face. But.
Now, you want some more arguments for it? See, a lot of people are like, well.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not the Antichrist.
Let's debunk this shit.
Well, 400 years went by after and they hid the prophecy. Well, no, let's not forget that misplacing things is something that the Romans, the Catholic Church has done
all the time.
They built the Vatican on top of St. Peter's grave. They didn't know the fucker was there. They didn't find him until like 60 years ago. So like he was lost to time. He was like right there in the basement.
We talked about the secrets of the Vatican and the caverns of the like if you want to talk about some weird shit, the caverns of the Vatican are.
Here's another reason why.
Hold on. The caverns of the Vatican are probably so fucking creepy that no one knows what's in there.
Yeah, don't forget, they're burying all the popes down there.
Yeah,
that's just fucked up. That no one can see you. Move your ass over a little bit.
So here's another.
How much more do you want me to move over? I'll be
tighten up
lab soon.
Tighten up.
Here's another reason.
There you go.
Why,
keep your mic right there.
Here's another reason why they think that St. Malachi's predictions are true. There was a book called the Vaticina Summis. Pontes.
Can you just give us the English version?
I don't have the English version. Basically, it was two manuscripts of papal prophecies that were later joined into one. It was written around 1280, and the second part was written around 1330, and then they put both books together. At the Council of Constance in 1414, the manuscripts were combined into one book of prophecies. So, the prophecies contained a very short list of Latin phrases using play on words, puns, and allegories, much like the Malachi prophecies. In the 14th and 15th centuries, these prophecies were even more well-known than the prophecies of St. Malachi would be in the 16th and 17th prophecies. It is possible that some of the vignettes of this book were plagiarized from portions of Malachi's that were circulating from before, you know, from 1139 when he said it, which would mean that they were around prior to being rediscovered in 1556. So the argument is like, we have this whole other book. Where'd they get this information from? Malachi predicted this shit in 1139. Guarantee they plagiarized it from Malachi. So there's, it's not hardcore evidence, not concrete, but they're saying that this is a possible way why these things exist. It explains the other thing.
Very.
But there's a lot of horse shit to this as well.
I think I think these prophecies are too vague.
That's the thing with prophecies as we continue this season. For me, there's a lot of prophecies that are very vague, and it can be attributed to many different things and many different aspects of life.
So you want
to
hear this? This is
fun. Well, no. I mean, we're coming up to our second break, so just calm it down. But we will be right back, and we're going to come back and end this episode. So we'll be right back. Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free food for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping, as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, it will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better Sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, 3 free gifts, 6 free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout at adamandeve.com.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real Podcast and our parent company, Green Arrow Media, then visit greenarrowmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenarrowmedia.org.
We are back to ADHD in a podcast. No, we're back. I haven't said that in a minute. Wow. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But we're back to Malachi and the prophecy of the Pope. And
I got to tell you, that last 15 minutes was better than anything we've recorded tonight. So,
oh, that's fucked up. They don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay. They never will.
And they never will.
They never will.
Please shut up, Dad. Don't incriminate.
Dad, you had a question in the right after we went off into break. What was
like
that question?
You usually do. You save your best questions for when we're not recording.
What was
your
question?
See, I'm old now, so I forgot what I was going to ask.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
So anybody remind me what I was going to ask?
You were asking me about the popes themselves, and it's like, you would think the popes.
Oh, yeah. So my question to you is this. Is if the popes take this shit seriously, okay, when they're electing the next pope, mm-hmm. and they see that this guy's got, you know, well, he's got to be of olive branch or whatever the fuck he is, you think they'd look into his background and say, you know what, do you have anything to do with olives? You have anything? You're a winemaker. You're a grape maker. Olive oil.
Excuse
something.
The fuck out of me.
Okay, if you do, you're disqualified from being the pope.
That's one of the questions.
So to avoid the prophecy being fulfilled.
Correct.
What do you know about olives?
Hold on, Joshua. Yes, you may speak.
I'm sorry. Are you trying to get them to fill out for a job application? What the fuck kind of question is
that?
Well,
no, you would think they would.
No, you think the conclave would go, okay, let's check
St.
Malachi.
The pope?
You look and go, let's check St. Malachi's prophecy. The next pope should be something to do with the moon. Any of the popes who are ready for election, do you have anything to do with the moon? We'll check you, do a background check. No? Okay. Otherwise, if you do, we can't, it's like jury duty. You can't be, okay. You know, you're biased. Like,
I can understand that, but something like for the one with the moon, I think it was the second, Pope John Paul II. You think they're going to sit there and go...
No, that was the first. So
okay,
second was
whatever.
About the sun.
You think they're going to sit there and go, oh, he was born on... Oh, that was a half moon. Oh, no, we can't do that. Like, they're not going to check the fucking date of which they're going to be born.
Yeah, but see,
born.
The thing is, if they don't do that, and they just allow it to happen, then this guy's prophecies might just actually be correct.
Well, I got
because
something.
They're not giving a fuck.
I got something
technically,
for you.
Aren't they right? There's the popes, 112.
The popes themselves have taken the prophecy seriously and have gone out of their way to make sure that they fulfill it. Not as accurate prior to 1590, and I'll explain that in a second. But Pius VI allowed himself to be referred to as Peregrinus Apostolicus Lumen. I don't know what that means.
Peregrine applesauce?
I don't know what he's... Basically, he let himself be called something that the prophecy was... said that he would be called. This happened again with Pope Leo VIII.
He's accelerating. Pius
the VII. And even his name was Pastor Angelicus. And that was the name of his 1942 biography, The Life of Pius II. That book was published in 1958. So St. Malachi said that this pope would be known as Pastor Angelicus. That became known as that pope's biography after he passed. So, yeah, the popes are aware of it. And I think some of them have gone to the point of like, well, how do we factor this into me or this pope that gets, you know, elected? But here's the thing. And now I have to do this. I have to turn around and destroy this.
Like he fucking loves to do.
He is going to violently ass rape it.
I have the numbers. Just like in
you have the numbers of ass rape?
No.
That is fucking crazy. Wait a minute. Just choice like in, of words, guys.
Just like in football and baseball, we use stats. You can do the same thing the St. Malachi's prophecy.
Wow.
The first, now remind you, he predicted this in 1139. It was locked away. Nobody in the world saw it until the 1540s.
Uh-huh.
400 years went by when it was discovered. So that's 400 years of popes who came and went.
Yes.
The first 75 popes were accurate, starting with Celestine II through Urban VII. During this time, the prophecy was unknown to the world, having been hidden away since Pope Innocent hid it in 1139. Since then, since it was discovered, the accuracy drops sharply. Since then, the prophecies have been up to more of an interpretation. Jimmy Akin, a respected author on Christian and church teachings, investigated this list. He says he cannot find anywhere that the church has ever endorsed it publicly, but he puts this into a report but unapproved private kind of category. I mean, they're aware of it, but they're not saying that this is accurate. Like, we are aware that we have this thing, but we're not promoting it. After doing a study on the accuracy of the list, before 1590, when it was discovered, it was 95 hits, 0 misses, and 5 vagues. Which means that this list was pretty much 100% accurate.
Had a 95% accuracy rate.
After 1590 to today, there have only been 8 accurate hits, 41 misses, and 51 are kind of vague. Could swing either way.
You're right, but it's the last 5 that bother me.
So could you say that?
They all fall the vague except for Pope John Paul II, Labor of the Sun.
Could you say that this prophecy has at least a 45% accuracy rate
as a whole? Yeah, but
when I'm listening to that, and I was reading that right here on this one website on Catholic,
that's a little
answers,
bit below half though.
But I
have some other,
if you think
this,
if you're thinking about that way, like they're talking about, so 400 years go by, 400 years of popes go by, and when this is discovered or released, because I think it was released more than discovered.
Well, they discovered it first. 5 years later, was released by Arnold DeWine.
I mean, you could sit there and go like, oh, you know, this was accurate. Like, how do we know truly like that was the actual
list while it was there?
Yeah. People could sit there. Now, granted, you could sit there and say, like, why would someone want to fake that?
No, but I have a reason why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the first argument the first argument against comes from Saint Bernard of Clairvaux.
Saint Bernard?
Yes.
Saint Bernard.
Yeah.
There really was a Saint Bernard?
Yeah. Not just the dog, Dad.
That's what I'm asking.
He was alive from 1190 to 1153. So he was like, you know, 60 something years old. He was one of the founders of the Knights Templar. He lived at the same time as Saint Malachi. And he wrote a biography on St. Malachi, but in his biography, he doesn't mention the prophecies at all. Mm. In fact, from 1139, when the list was supposed to have been made, to 1590, when it was found in the Vatican archives, there is no manuscript or writings about these prophecies by anybody, by any author at all, who wrote about the popes. It was only in 1595, when Wieland published that list, that it became... it crept into history. Now, why would this be a thing? Two priests independently came up with the same idea that this list is a forgery. Father Ministriere, he was 1631 to 1705. He was a Jesuit priest. And Father Louis Moreri, 1643 to 1680, said that these prophecies originated in 1590 during a conclave, which resulted in Gregory...
What's a conclave?
Conclave is when all the cardinals come together to elect the new pope. It resulted when Gregory the...
I think it's the black smoke that comes up, right?
White and black smoke, right. So that conclave result was Gregory the 14th became the elective pontiff, suggesting a member of Cardinals Simoncelli's party forged the documents in order to influence the voters in favor of Cardinal Simoncelli.
This is for this time, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is after this thing got released?
No, this was around the time it got released. The year it got released, there was a conclave.
Okay.
So Cardinal Simoncelli was up.
Very Italian names.
Right. He was up to be elected as Pope. The suggestion is that someone from his party wrote these prophecies.
I didn't know there were parties for...
Like, yeah, you know, you have popes. Your little party. This is my guys, my supporters. Someone from his party wrote these prophecies and then discovered them and said, look, obviously the next pope in line has something to do with Simoncelli. So we have to vote Simoncelli in.
Bless you. Thank me.
But that's not what happened.
Yeah, is there any accuracy to that story?
Well, the accuracy in the purported prophecy of the Pope to succeed Urban VIII was given the phrase Ex Antiquitis Urbis, which translates to the old city. Since Simoncelli was from Orvieto, which is Latin for old city, the prophecy seemingly pointed to him. Moreri alludes that the supporters of Simoncelli created the prophecy to claim that it was established to put Simoncelli into office as Pope. But Simoncelli was not elected. But Niccolo Frondate was, and he chose the name Pope Gregory the 14th. And then they tried to link Pope Gregory to the old city.
There's no good argument. Okay. That was going to be my next question. That makes sense. I'll be honest. Like, for me, when I'm looking at something like this, and I'm kind of like comparing. Oh, before we released it, it was basically 100% accurate. And then after we released it, it's like nowhere near as accurate. If you're going to sit there and say, oh, it's like 8% accurate compared to, oh, this is what it got.
And then we have one last thing. There was a book written by Onofrono Panvenino in 1557. He was the chief librarian and editor of the Vatican Library. And he wrote, it is possible that he discovered this list and published it because the book that he wrote and the book that Wyan released years later are accurate to a degree of almost plagiarism. Like Wyan's writing about what Malachi said matches what Onofrono wrote a decade earlier. So there's another argument that says that there was, like, whatever this list was, it was plagiarized from a previous list that was already put in place by someone who was in charge of the Vatican archives. But why would he write that is something that we don't have an answer for.
Interesting as fuck. Anybody else have anything to add for this? I mean, final arguments?
No.
I personally don't think that these things are too accurate. Like, as a whole, they're... The early stuff, like before these things was released, like it's very impressive that it had like a almost like a 95% accuracy rate, like that was impressive. But then after that, it's just
it could have been forgerized too.
I'll take it with a grain of salt.
It's easy to sit there and like, okay, let me look at the last couple, and then but this like when I said it's a good argument, like why if it was forgery, why would you say St. Malachi wrote it?
Not only that, but what's the real purpose of hiding it? Like, is there actually like some real truth to this? Like, that there's gonna be a pope to usher in the Antichrist?
Well, we haven't got there yet. Like, I'm not saying anybody do not do this, and nobody should go attack this pope and see like try to usher like the next phase in. Like, we don't want that.
No, what I'm thinking is like
the pope alone.
If you turn around, especially with the popes, and if someone was followed Malachi, and if he really did go into a trance, and if there was really a list that he put together or was written down because of it, and you follow that story, someone could sit there and say if they really did find an actual list and be like, oh, he's completely wrong, and be like, you know what? If I can get my guy in, let me write this shit up right here and then just...
Right. But
know,
you,
something
but
like that. Now, granted, there's a lot... That's a far-fetched idea. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's
that.
Like number one. Why, if it is fake, why did you attribute it to St. Malachi? Everybody else,
because it's a good story.
But why him? Like if you're just thinking back, like who can we pin this on, and you're just going to arbitrarily pick Malachi.
Because what if there is a story out there that, what if it is true?
Well, but that story didn't surface until 1871.
That's when he went into a trance?
Yeah, that's when the legend of him falling into a trance, meeting Pope Innocent II, became a thing. Prior to that, it was just like Malachi made these predictions. Well, how? We don't know. Then in 1871, someone said, oh, he fell into a trance and he said these things.
Well,
that's how it happened. But again, it's like, why? It's like too many people in too many different parts of history are making shit up.
He still made predictions, you know?
Maybe.
But if you're saying like the story of him falling into a trance didn't come out until 1891.
Yes.
But there was still a story of him making predictions.
Right.
Not going to a trance. Like the theatricality, someone could have just said like, to make it more believable, like he went to a trance, Zaj rolled back in the man, his head and looked like he was coming. Like, that's what I could sit there and say, like, maybe it could be for theatricality. And everyone's like, oh, that if someone was going to make predictions and really believe in the prediction of the future, that's how I would see someone doing it.
Sure.
But if he came around, just sat there and go, I'm bored today, and just wrote out a list of the next 115 popes.
12.
Whatever. You know, it's not as like, well, he just sat down and wrote a list.
Yeah, like, it's like
you're not going to sit there and go, well, I'm going to believe that. Yeah. And for them to sit there and especially to turn around and make it more believable of like, oh, he predicted. And then someone like he predicted this many popes. Right. And he also went into a trance. Everyone's like, he must be seeing the future. But like for me to sit there and believe something like that, like granted it is a lot to predict 112 popes and try to get them right is a lot, I get that, but it's not like
I'm not taking that bet on DraftKings.
Exactly. Saint Malachi is
112 pick parlay, dog.
But like but what I'm
you
saying
know how crazy that shit'll hit.
But what I'm saying is when you're sitting there looking at it though, it's like okay, like take Nostradamus as an example to this compared to Saint Malachi. Like Nostradamus predicted, or quote unquote predicted, many different things. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's like, oh, this one little area and like that's all he's known for. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna sit here and predict disasters in the next 500 years.
Yeah, that's one of the things that
Malachi didn't predict anything else except for popes.
And that's one of the things, you know, about this that like you can look at and make the argument for or against. Like when I say that they're vague, it's very vague. Like I'll give you an example. Oh, I threw it away. The one pope was his nickname was like the something eagle, like the adventurous eagle or some shit like that, right? Well, that pope
has got Native American.
Yeah, very Native American.
That pope was kidnapped during Napoleon's time.
High kick flying eagle.
Hold on, that pope was kidnapped during Napoleon's time. Napoleon's emblem had the eagle on it, so it wasn't about the pope as much.
Yeah,
but about, and the same thing with Pope Pius the VII, the one during World War II. Like his big thing was the prediction was that it was like religion destroyed or religion dethroned. And the idea was that while he's in power, there'll be so many atrocities that happen and millions of people will die while he's the Pope. And it's like, okay, World War II happened and we all know what happened during World War II.
So it's not really for the Pope, did the Pope do
you would think that he means like the Pope would do something like start the Crusades where thousands and thousands of people were slaughtered. That's not the case. This was happening over here in Germany, and the Pope had nothing to do with it. But while he was in Pope, millions were slaughtered. Yeah. So they're saying, so you have that argument for, and you can have that argument against.
It's not like the Pope didn't have anything to do with World War II, but we're not getting into that story. I understand, Mister.
I'm going to hide Nazi treasures.
Listen, we don't know what happened back then. The records are very vague. There was no computers. Nobody was updating the accounts.
Before you start getting stupid with that, I do agree with you, Dad. It is concerning that with the prediction of the last five popes.
Yeah,
the
only thing I can hang my hat on right now is the last five and how accurate they were.
I mean, not accurate. I mean, Francis, granted, you could sit there and say, you're going to get water?
Yeah, you want one?
Yes, please. You could sit there and say Francis is quote-unquote accurate, even though he's not Peter the Roman.
Yeah, okay.
So is it accurate? Granted, he's, you know, from Rome and stuff like that, or I get that, you know, like what Anthony said.
I feel more comfortable, and I'm going to say this in, you know, the best of terms. You know, when this Pope finally kicks the bucket or retires or does whatever popes do, at that point,
flies off into the distance.
If they elect another Pope, then
like the guy from
this
Kung
was
Fu
all
Panda
bullshit.
Becomes flowers.
Then all of this was bullshit.
Not unless they elect a really young, good-looking Pope, and then we have a problem.
Nah, you're never gonna see. You're never gonna
not
see
you.
That, you know, Yeah, you're never gonna get Pope Cootie Pie to first. It can happen.
Hey,
Pope
you never know. Maybe maybe I'll go run for Pope.
Yes. Put the Pope hat on. See what you feel.
Pope Muay Thai to first.
Pope Muay Thai to first.
There you go.
There you go. Do you feel like His Holiness?
I feel like ushering in the Antichrist.
I'm about to say he feels like Usher, just in general.
Let it burn.
So, do we have anything, Joshua? Do you have anything else to add to this episode?
Not really. I mean, it's just a weird list.
It's
like you're sitting there talking about it, and they just popped it out of nowhere and said that he made these prophecies. And the only thing I'm thinking is like, it's kind of the same thing with the Bible, isn't it?
Here we go.
No, I don't know about that.
It's a whole different argument, sir. We'll talk about that later.
What are you doing?
Yes.
I think my final thought is I think it's made up. I don't think it's accurate. I think when it's like the same thing with Nostradamus, you can interpret it in so many ways. There's an argument for and against. And when you have that 95% before it's discovered and like 8 hits afterwards, in 400 years, you only hit it 8 times.
No, I
like I said, I wouldn't put that bet on DraftKings.
I'm not sponsored. I'm gonna go. I want to be sponsored by DraftKings. That'd be fire. What?
I mean, we can apply. That's not hard to do.
But I'm gonna go with. I think maybe Saint Malachi. Maybe this nigga just had some mushrooms and was tripping.
You know what, Wes?
That was his trance.
That sounds like a wonderful. A wonderful day to be St. Malachi.
Anywho, anybody have anything else to add? No? Dad, you're good?
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be the end of this episode. Go follow. We have a new website, isthisrealpc.com, all one word. It's very, very easier now than, you know, greenhourmedia.org.
Yeah, that was a mouthful.
Get into one link and go into another link.
Isthisrealpc.com. That is our new website.
We are evolving, folks.
We are evolving. Isthisrealpc.com. Go to our link tree.
We do believe in evolution.
All of our websites now. I mean, all of our social medias. Isthisrealpc on TikTok has a link tree with all of our other social medias
please
on it.
Please go to YouTube.
And please go sign up to our YouTube where you're going to see this and on Spotify. Please also go sign up for our Discord where you can talk to us directly if you want to.
If you want to talk to the Pope, I'm here for you, my child.
Oh, that's just creepy. Yep, do it. Muay Thai, right on camera.
No, I didn't say anything wrong.
Muay Thai, right on camera. There you go. Alright, we'll catch you guys next week. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Ciao. Goodnight, everybody.
Remember, everybody, question everything. Goodnight. Hey everybody, it's JC3, and I just want to say thank you for listening to all of our shows. If you want to keep up to date with everything Is This Real or Green Hour Media, go to our social media accounts. At Is This Real PC for TikTok, at Green Hour Media for YouTube, Is This Real Podcast for Facebook, and at Is This Real Podcast, all one word, for Instagram. You will be able to keep up with everything Is This Real or Green Hour Media.